call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Live from New York and broadcasted worldwide
on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Echo, Apple TV, Siri, and all mobile streaming devices.
Welcome to Productivity 360, your platform for all things productivity.
With your host, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph,
a.k.a. Mr. Productivity. It's time to talk productive.
Welcome back to Productivity 360, folks. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, every Friday right here on Bashani and Worldwide. I first want to start off by saying thank you, thank you, thank you to every one of you who has been sharing, who's been commenting and leaving reviews for Productivity 360. As you all know, we want to bring you the best and the brightest from all around the world when it comes to productivity in every area of your life. And today and every day, you know what we always say here: everything in life is better when we are productive. That's right. Everything in life is better when we are productive. Today, we'll be talking about a more productive you. A more productive you. Now, I know that many of us have been experiencing, you know, some different circumstances over the past few months. We have literally been shut out, changed, pushed, squeezed, you name it, it has happened to us. And you're not used to what you've been dealing with. And you're ready for what you've been dealing with to be over. But can I be honest with you? You know, the thing that I know is that everything starts from within. It really doesn't matter what's happening around you as much as what's happening on the inside of you. There's an old statement, you know, that I've often spoke on and truly believe that when the squeeze is on, what is in you is what will come out. So things haven't been what you expected, but does that mean life is over? Absolutely not. Things don't look exactly how you want them to look, but does that mean it's over? Absolutely not. Really and truly, what's going to have to happen is that you're going to have to stop looking at external things and start looking internally. Everything that truly matters is internal. And that's where I want you to focus on today. That's where I want you to place your thought pattern and your process as you listen into Productivity 360 today. Again, the topic, a more productive you. Get your pen, get your pad ready, because we are about to do some surgery, all right? Three major principles or philosophies or practices that I'm going to share that will help you to see how you can become a more productive you. And honestly, folks, all you have to do is be truthful and honest with yourself. Everything that I'm going to discuss today is literally for your benefit. It has absolutely nothing to do with your neighbor. It has nothing to do with your friends. It has nothing to do with your spouse. It has everything to do with you. Are you ready to take the journey with me today as we discover how to get to a more productive you? Well, I sure hope you are, because I'm prepared to do just that. Check this out, folks. The very first thing to a more productive you, it's something that we've known for ages, but we rarely ever practice. Okay, and what is that thing, Dr. Vern? I'm so glad that you actually asked. The very first thing that I want us to look at is what I would call self-evaluation and analysis. Self-evaluation and analysis. And what this evaluation or analysis looks like may be different for everyone, but I'm going to give you the core, and the root of what you need to do this self-analysis. Are you with me? I sure hope that you're picking up what I'm putting down. Because at the end of this, you will be able to put the pieces of the puzzle together so that you can see a more productive you. You can participate in becoming a more productive you, and you can execute at a new level because you've listened to this show. All right, so self-evaluation and analysis looks a little bit something like this. You've got to ask yourself the truthful and honest question of who are you? Not what other people say you are, not what other people think you are, not what you think you are, but who are you really? When you go through the self-evaluation or the self-analysis process, you've got to be brutally honest with yourself. Who are you? And yes, you may have to ask yourself, who do other people say that I am? Who are the people closest to me say that I am? But your answer is the one that matters most. We're not looking for the crowd. We're not looking for the chatter. We want to know, who do you say you are? So the first step into the self-evaluation and analysis process here to become a more productive you is you've got to be able to answer or define who are you, okay? After you go through that point, the next thing that I want to ask you is, what goals did you set for yourself? What goals did you set for yourself? If you are going to be a more productive version of yourself, a better version than you were yesterday, and a better version than you were a month ago, you are going to have to ask yourself, what goals did you set for yourself? Again, don't try to skew the information. Give it to yourself real and raw, because the one person that you never want to cheat is yourself. So what goals did you set for yourself? The next question that I want to ask you or to pose to you as we go through the self-evaluation and analysis is this: when did you plan to have those said goals accomplished? When did you plan to have those said goals accomplished? Now, this is an exercise, folks, that you've got to pull out the pen and pad, or you've got to pull out your tablet or some type of digital device to write this stuff down. This is not something that you just want to be willy-nilly about. This is something, if you are going to become a more productive version of yourself, and you're serious about being a more productive version of yourself, then you're going to have to be truthful, brutally honest with yourself when you answer these questions. And for the purpose of this show, I'm only going to give you four, but there are so many more. Okay. The next question is, why did you establish those said goals in the first place? Why did you establish those said goals in the first place? Okay, so let's look at this. Who are you? What goal did you set for yourself? When did you plan to have those said goals accomplished? And why did you establish those said goals in the first place? When you answer these questions for yourself, I want you to write them down and make them plain so that even when you read them, either you're going to leap or you're going to dive. Why? Because either you're on track or you're off track. Did you do what you were supposed to do or weren't supposed to do? Okay. Which really brings me to my next piece. So first, you've got to do the self-evaluation and analysis. The second thing is, or the second phase or second leg to this three-pronged process, is that you have to make the necessary adjustments. You have to make the necessary adjustments. Now, every question that was asked, it can actually have pages of information, or it could simply be a short paragraph. The question is, how deep do you want to go and how productive do you want to be? Because all of this will be data and information that you will be able to take and that you will be able to evaluate and help you become a more productive version of yourself. So the second leg is to make the necessary adjustments. Now let's go back to this. Who are you? On the second phase, what you have to do is ask yourself this question: has your definition of who you said you are changed? Has your definition of who you said you are changed? And if so, why did it change? Why did it change? This is absolutely important for you to understand because, listen, folks, we all evolve. As we continue to inhale and exhale on this earth, we have different experiences. We have different, things that we go through, and we do evolve. So as you're in the second leg and making necessary adjustments, you got to say, okay, well, who are you? Well, has my definition of who I am changed? And if so, why? The next leg, as you look into the second leg, is this. When you asked yourself, what goals did you set for yourself? The question now in the second phase is, are you on track or are you off track? Are you right where you want to be? Are you killing it? Are you crushing it? Everything that you set out to do, you're accomplishing? Or do you see yourself maybe having a few bumps in the road and a couple of swerves, a couple of, different curves on the river? Or what's the deal? See, because I know without a shadow of a doubt, if you're being honest with yourself, nobody's hitting it at 100%. And even if you were hitting it at 100% for the first 2 months or so, chances are by the third month, you may deviate just a tad bit. So don't get too full of yourself. Don't try to pat yourself on the back as of yet. Remember, this whole process here, or this whole practice that we're doing, is simply to help you to become a better version of you, a more productive version of you. All right. So the third thing that we had talked about is, when did you plan to have these said goals accomplished? And in the second phase of making the necessary adjustments, the question that you now need to start posing is, do you need to make adjustments to your timeline? And if so, what are those adjustments? See, because just because you planned it out doesn't mean that it's going to go according to your plan. You will have a few roadblocks, a few speed bumps, a few curveballs, if you would, right? Because if you say no to any of this, all I'm going to say to you is just keep living, baby. Because at the end of the day, life is not a straight path. There's a lot of twists and a lot of turns in life, all right? So as we go in and we start answering the fourth question, why did you establish these goals in the first place? My question that I would ask you in the second phase is this. Is your why constant, and is your why relevant to who you are today? See, this is what I love about productivity. Productivity is going to cause you to move forward. It's not going to let you stay stale or stagnant. It's not going to allow you to stay in a posture of procrastination. Productivity is going to cause you to move forward. So why did you establish those goals in the first place? And watch this. Are the whys that you have constant and relevant? So the first phase, again, we went through. The second phase, we just completed. And now we're dealing with what I would call the third phase. And in that third phase, what I love about the third phase is when you put the two first phases together and you actually get something accomplished, right? You ask all the questions that you want, and then you figure out what's the best way to do it. But now, in the third phase, or the third leg of becoming a more productive you, it's execution. Now it's go time. It's no longer philosophy time. It's actually time to walk it out and work it out. So when we go back to that first question, who are you? Well, whoever you are today that's sitting here listening to Productivity 360 right now, after you have decided, is your definition the same or has it changed? And if so, what are you going to do about it? In the execution phase, folks, this is where you go all out as if everything depends upon you. You go all out as if everything depends upon you. if you realize that your definition of who you are or what you had set out to accomplish has changed, you find out why it changed, and you make the necessary adjustment. Now, in that third phase or the third leg of becoming a more productive you, you decide that you're going to go all out. You're going to go all out as if everything depends on you. All right. Now, after we've looked at the first and second phase and we ask that question again, what goals did you set for yourself? Are you on track or off track? Now it's time for you to reestablish what I call a baseline and keep moving the needle forward, or keep the progress moving forward. Why is this so important, Dr. Vern? Because at the end of the day, forward motion and forward movement is all that matters. All that matters. I don't want horizontal movement. I want forward motion. I want to see increase. I want to see depth as well, but the increase in that thing, or the impact and significance of why you set out to do those things in the first place, is what matters most. Don't get caught up making excuses and starting to sidestep the goals that you created. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? I sure hope that you are, because this is how you become a more productive you today. Okay. All right, folks. Now let's dive into that third platform there. When did you plan to have these said goals accomplished? Do you need to make an adjustment to your timeline? And if so, what is that adjustment? Now, in your third phase to a more productive you, which is execution, you have to be realistic with your timeline, but push yourself. Hear me very, very clearly. Pause right now. You've got to be realistic with your timeline, but push yourself to stretch and develop beyond the norm. If you were going to stay the same, then you shouldn't have started this journey to become a more productive you. You set out to accomplish something, and the goal here is to be realistic and to push yourself to develop beyond the norm. Lastly, why did you establish these said goals in the first place? Is your why constant and relevant? Here's how you seal the deal on becoming a more productive you, no matter what your environment is. Are you ready for it? I sure hope so. It's very simplistic. Keep the vision before you and make it part of your daily routine and your DNA. Keep that vision before you and make it part of your daily routine and your DNA. Man, I cannot stress to you how important this factor here is. If you're going to be able to sit on that three-legged stool, this one is the most important one. Keep the vision before you and make it part of your daily routine, and it becomes a part of your DNA. I'm going to share with you really, really quickly a few different things that you can do to help you to become a more productive version of yourself. Number one, I want you to understand that 80-20 rule when it comes to other people and organizations should be more like 90-10 for you individually. I want you to do 90% of what you're afraid of. Why? Because that's how you get better. And 10% of what you already know you're strong at. 90%, I want you to stretch yourself. I want you to challenge yourself. I want you to provoke yourself to become better than you were yesterday. 90-10. That's the number one thing that I want you to know. The second thing that I want you to think about, and I want you to really, really focus on, is to keep the distractions to a minimum. How do you keep distractions to a minimum? you create yourself a focused battle rhythm. Keeping the distractions to a minimum is only created and only maintained by creating a focused battle rhythm. And here is the third one. Only focus on what's most important to you. Anything that doesn't fall under the category of most important, you delegate it. Anything that doesn't fall underneath the category of what's most important, I challenge you to delegate it. The fourth thing that I want to share with you is to develop a deep-rooted work ethic towards the mission and vision of your goals. Cultivate a deep-seated and deep-rooted work ethic towards your vision, your mission, and your goals. Prioritize, prioritize, prioritize. Make the first things first. And when you do it, here's what's going to happen to you, folks. You will start making fewer decisions because you've gotten laser-focused and you have pinpoint precision in your life. I hope that you all are picking up what I'm putting down. There is not a shadow of a doubt in my mind that if you operate in these principles, if you utilize these simple practices, I'm talking about walk in these philosophies, you will begin to see a more productive you right away. Really quickly, self-evaluation and analysis, make the necessary adjustments, execute, execute, execute. How do you do it? By simply asking yourself, who are you? What goals did you set for yourself? When did you plan to have them accomplished? And why did you even establish them in the first place? Folks, I'm super excited to see how you will become a more productive version of yourself. What I challenge you to do is actually take the principles that you heard today, and I want you to write them down and make them plain. As a matter of fact, I want you to create you a list that you can look at each and every day. And as you practice these principles, tweet it out. I want you to Facebook it, Instagram it, do whatever you need to do to show yourself that you are serious about this thing. And if it really begins to literally change the trajectory of your life and you see yourself becoming more productive, I challenge you to tag me on social media at Dr. Vernet A. Joseph. Why? Because I already know these principles work. I have taught them all around the world. The question is, are you ready to see a more productive you? Because when you are, guess what appears? When the student is ready, my friends, the teacher shall appear. And the teacher is already here and waiting for you. The better version of you is on the inside of you, and it's up to you to bring that person out. I challenge you each and every opportunity that you get to become an avid, a lifelong learner. I challenge you to stretch yourself beyond the norm. I challenge you to ask yourself, what's next for me? I challenge you to ask yourself, even in the midst of what we would call a pandemic, epidemic, quarantine, whatever you want to call it, that you can still produce at optimal levels. I know you can. I've taught many people to do it. I'm doing it for myself, and I see the change, but you have to be the change that you seek. All right, folks, it is always a pleasure to talk to you right here on Productivity 360 every single Friday on Bashani and worldwide. You know what I always say. I want you to be innovative and be productive. But most of all, I want you to get out there and I want you to live to produce. I want you to become a more productive you. You can do it. I know you can. And I can't wait to see what you produce when you step out into it. Blessings, peace, and productivity to you all. And as Dr. Vern would always say to you, be productive or be replaced.
Thank you for listening to the Productivity 360 Radio Show
with Dr. Vernet A. Joseph.
Interact with Dr. Vernet on the Productivity 360 Radio Show Facebook page.
For books, coaching, or speaking inquiries, visit livetoproduce.com.
Until next week, be productive or be replaced.